Because each transaction is unique, a single contract form cannot easily contain all of the provisions that may be required in a transaction. A contract may need to be made subject to some future event. A common example is making a sale subject to the buyer being able to obtain suitable financing. Such a condition is known as a contingency. Some changes to a contract must be made early in the transaction and are often attached to the original offer to lease or purchase. Certain property conditions may warrant disclosures that are applied in some instances. Examples include the possible presence of toxic substances, endangered species, on-site sewage systems, and underground storage tanks that may contain petroleum or other products. Contingencies. A contingency is a provision in a contract that requires that a specific act or event happens for the contract to be binding on the party. A contingency must be specific regarding the required action, who must complete the action, and when it must be completed. Perhaps the most common contingency found in residential real estate contracts is the financing contingency. The term subject to is synonymous with contingent. A contract may be said to be subject to the buyer obtaining financing. Likewise, a contract with a financing contingency may be said to be contingent upon the buyer obtaining financing. Title contingencies. Buyers and lenders want to ensure that a seller has marketable title because the seller's title problems will become future title problems for the new buyer. The contract should include a title contingency. As a rule, a title company or abstract company will perform a title examination. The buyer should examine any title report or title commitment issued by the title company prior to closing. Financing contingency. Often, a buyer who needs to obtain financing will want to make the contract contingent on financing approval by a lender. Buyers want some assurance that they will be able to terminate the contract and receive a refund of any earnest money deposit paid by them. As previously stated, residential transactions often employ financing contingencies. As such, a financing contingency is a special concern for both buyer and seller. When evaluating an offer from a buyer contingent on financing approval, the seller and seller's agent should ensure that the proposed financing terms are realistic. The buyer who attempts to make a transaction contingent upon the availability of a 30-year conventional mortgage loan with no down payment at a rate of 1% is attempting to do the impossible. If the seller accepts this type of contingency, the buyer has been given an out that he or she can use to terminate the contract and receive a refund of earnest money. On the other hand, if the contingency has loan terms that are higher than the current market, the buyer might be obligated under the contract to accept the unfavorable terms and close the transaction. Many contingencies are based upon one of the parties making a reasonable effort to perform. For example, a buyer may agree to make a reasonable effort to obtain approval for financing. Determining whether or not the buyer made a sufficiently reasonable effort is very difficult. In most cases, contingencies should have a specific date by which the event happens or the task is completed. Open-ended contingencies may give a party an easy means by which the contract can be terminated at any time prior to closing. For example, a contract with a proposed closing in 60 days, coupled with a 60-day financing contingency, effectively gives the buyer an easy method of terminating the contract at any time before closing by informing the seller that he is unable to obtain approval. Contingencies need to be specific and measurable. A contract that is contingent upon the buyer and seller negotiating seller financing satisfactory to both parties is vague and illusory. Any language that makes the contract subject to the parties agreeing to negotiate a point in the future will most likely render the contract unenforceable. Failure of a contingent event to occur does not invalidate a contract. Consider a contract with a financing contingency. If the buyer fails to obtain approval, he or she has the right to terminate the contract according to its terms. However, a party can always waive a contingency. The buyer who has the means to close without financing can simply proceed with the transaction and close. Sale of other property contingency. While the financing contingency is common in residential real estate, it is by no means the only one. Another contingency is the sale of other property contingency. In this case, the seller and buyer agree that the purchase of the property is contingent on the sale and closing of the buyer's existing property. Buyers like this contingency because it protects them from possibly owning two homes at once. It also helps to ensure that the buyers have funds available to close. Sellers are wary of accepting a sale of other property contingency because of the obvious risk of taking the house off the market for a buyer who is not ready to close. This type of contingency is most acceptable to a seller when it includes an escape clause. An escape clause provides that if the seller receives another acceptable offer, the first buyer has a short period in which to waive the contingency and proceed with the transaction. Typical timeframes in an escape clause are 24, 48, or 72 hours. One area of concern when a property is contingent on the sale of the buyer's existing property is if the buyer owns a property that is not easily marketed because of location, asking price, or condition. If the buyer attempts to market the property at a price that is above market value, the property is not likely to sell, and the buyer will be unable to close. Appraisal contingency. Appraisal contingencies are related to financing contingencies because lenders use appraisals to determine the amount of money they will lend on a property. This maximum loan amount is a percentage of the lesser of the sale price or appraised value. For example, a buyer is purchasing a home for $200,000. If the lender is willing to give the buyer an 80% loan, the buyer must have a 20% down payment, which amounts to $40,000. The property must appraise for at least $200,000 for the buyer to limit the down payment to $40,000. Appraisal concerns are not limited to finance transactions. A buyer paying cash for a property may want to insert an appraisal contingency in the contract, allowing for the termination of the contract and a refund of the earnest money if the property fails to appraise for the sales price. Inspection contingency. In some states, not Texas, it is common for a contract to be subject to satisfactory inspections. Having an inspection contingency is a good idea if any of the following are discovered on the property. Radon. Radon is a colorless, odorless gas that is a concern to some buyers. It is a special concern in the basement areas of certain homes. If a buyer is concerned about the presence of radon, he or she might make a contract subject to satisfactory radon testing. Lead-based paint. Under federal law, all sellers of homes built prior to 1978 must provide the buyer with a disclosure of their knowledge of possible lead-based paint hazards. Families, particularly those with young children, have a special concern regarding lead-based paint because of the effect of lead on the immune systems of young children. Lead-based paint testing is recommended if this is a concern. In older homes, lead may have leached into the soil in the crawl space under a home or around the foundation as a result of paint peeling and accumulating in the soil. Environmental hazards. Such hazards include the possibility of other toxic substances, the presence of endangered species, and the possibility of wetlands on the property. The buyer may wish to have testing or research done in these areas and make the contract contingent on the property being free of these issues. Other inspection issues. The home inspector is a generalist who will examine most or all of the major systems in the home and will cite shortcomings as deficiencies. The buyer may wish to accept the property with its defects or may want to negotiate with a seller by asking the seller to have repairs performed before closing. The home inspector might cite deficiencies that will require additional inspections. For example, a home inspector might notice a certain amount of settling within the home. The inspector would then suggest that the buyer obtain an inspection from a foundation specialist. Additionally, home inspectors are generally not licensed pest inspectors. The buyer may wish to have a termite inspection done by a licensed professional. Additional specialized inspections may be performed on HVAC systems, electrical systems, swimming pools, and septic systems. Many homes are in subdivisions that have a property owners association. Condominium projects have owner associations with monthly fees that may be substantial. Owner associations may have bylaws that allow their fees to escalate. Additionally, owners associations may be heavily in debt or may be involved in litigation. All of these issues are a concern to the buyer. Many contracts are made subject to the buyer receiving association documents that disclose the financial condition of the association and the status of any litigation. Many rural homes receive their water from on-site wells. Some buyers may be concerned that an on-site well might be too shallow to supply the home's needs. Additionally, the well water might be undesirable because of its heavy mineral content. In areas near landfills or other toxic waste sources, toxic substances may have leached into the water table, contaminating the well from a site some distance away. Water testing is, therefore, recommended. Many old septic systems are inadequate by design and may have fully or partially failed. Over time, septic tanks can deteriorate and cave in. Drain fields can become dysfunctional due to improper use, overloading, shifting soils, and the infiltration of roots. Testing and inspections are recommended,